The facts behind the figures. History may occasionally have twisted facts. The truth sometimes gets lost in time. Below are some famous historical figures who have well-known reputations. But are these reputations deserved? What do you think? Count Dracula. National hero or vampire? There really was a man named Dracula, but he was not a vampire as many people believe because of a book called Dracula, written by an Englishman named Bram Stoker in 1897. The real Dracula was named Vlad Dracula. Dracula means son of the dragon, and he lived more than 500 years ago in what is now Romania.
He is considered a national hero there because he helped fight off invading armies.
Vlad was not a vampire, but he did like to impale the heads of the soldiers he killed on pikes. Because of this, he is sometimes called Vlad the Impaler, and it is probably this cruel and ruthless act that inspired Bram Stoker to name his vampire Count Dracula. The Vandals, willful destroyers, or a tribe like any other?
Today, we refer to people who destroy property as vandals,
but this word derives from a tribe of people who lived more than 1,500 years ago. The Vandals were just one of several nomadic Germanic tribes. Others were the Goths, the Visigoths, and the Franks in Central Europe at the time. But the Vandal tribe were the best fighters. They captured Rome in 455. The Vandal king Gaiseric, who established the Vandal kingdom, ruled harshly. Johnny Appleseed. Just a storybook character or a real man?
Many children know the story of Johnny Appleseed, but they may not realize that it is based on John Chapman, who was born in 1774 in Massachusetts. He was a traveler who explored vast areas of Midwestern land throughout his life. He walked for 50 years, as far as what is now the state of Illinois, planting apple seeds wherever he went. He lived alone, spending time with nature and Native American people, whom he got to know well. He became known as the gentleman who liked to plant apple trees, and so his nickname was born. Even today, you can still find some of the old apple trees planted by John Chapman.
Cleopatra, the most beautiful woman in the world? Cleopatra was the Egyptian queen responsible for uniting the Egyptian and Roman empires. Some people like to say her success was due to her looks. In movies, Cleopatra is always beautiful. But was she really? A few ancient coins with her face imprinted on them are kept safe in museums in England and Egypt. The coins show us that Cleopatra had a big neck and sharp features. We do not know how beautiful she was, but we can be sure she was a skillful diplomat. According to the ancient historian Plutarch, Cleopatra had an irresistible charm and was a good conversationalist. She could also speak several languages. This, of course, made her beauty more than skin deep.